Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Brooks Parda. Time to talk Holton Wildcat football. The Cats improved their record to 3-0 with a big win against Perry Lecompton last week, the first road game. The Wildcats win it 28-7, never trailed in the ball game, although neither team had a ton of possessions, it seemed like, most of the night. Coach, seems like you kind of controlled the game, though, and got even stronger as the contest went on. What pleased you or impressed you the most in your team's victory last Friday?
I think we made some progress on our offensive line, and I thought we had nice pace on offense. We were pretty consistent and, you know, moved the ball pretty consistently all night long on offense. And, you know, I think that's probably the main thing. I think perimeter defense, we did a pretty nice job against them, but we struggled a little bit to slow the run game out right after that they ran right at us.
You mentioned on offense, you know, the line improvement, and the fullback had another big night. Jace Boswell led you in rushing, and it seemed like you got him established early. Do you feel like when the fullback has success that that really just kind of opens up a lot of different options for your offense to be successful?
Well, they have to protect the middle of the defense, and I think that's important for the rest of our run game. And Jace ran the ball well and found some seams, and I thought Reddy's holes well, and really across the board, all of our backs did a pretty good job of that. The line did a good job getting into the line of scrimmage, and then they made some nice cuts.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about Connor Collins as well. Last week we talked about Jaden Fletcher, kind of had a big game, but I thought Connor was great on both sides of the ball. Obviously a couple touchdowns, but it seems like he was getting some bigger chunks of yardage and just called his name a few more times, making plays on defense. Is that a senior that obviously missed a little bit of time last season that you feel like has continued to progress in the program?
Yeah, really, over the last 2 years, he's missed a lot of time with little nicks and injuries. And I think he, offensively, that's the best. I think he's ran the ball and had some nice moves downfield. And then defensively, he's just a strong physical athlete and hard to block and I think can make a lot of big plays for us.
Chance to defend the pass a little bit that you didn't see as much of in week two against Chapman. Did you feel like the secondary played pretty well and did a good job keeping everything in front of him?
Yeah, I think perimeter defense, we did a nice job. Anything that they caught, I thought we were right there to make the tackle or defend the play. And, what Perry does offensively, they spread you all over the field, and I thought they did a nice job handling that, which is a little different than what Chapman did. They just wanted to pop the big pass on you.
One other question, and I know we hit on special teams maybe a week or two ago, but that punt by Jake Zeller, I mean, what a weapon. That can be a game changer, I guess, when you have that kind of ability to put the ball down inside the five like that.
Well, he's got a really strong leg, and, you know, he's going to get recruited by colleges, and people haven't seen him punt that much, and he spent some time on it this summer. And between him and Lears in the kicking game, I don't know that we've ever been stronger in our kicking, whether it's kickoffs, punts, or field goals. So that's a big strength for us.
Yeah, good point that Matt Lear's still yet to miss a PAT this season and has, kicked a couple field goals for you as well. The Wildcats stay in the Big 7, hit the road again to Sabetha this Friday night. We'll talk about that game when we continue here on the Wildcat Coaches Show. Justin Flupak with you, joined by Coach Brooks Parda. We're talking Wildcat football as Holton is on the road at Sabetha this week. Sabetha's struggled a bit. They've played a pretty tough schedule. A lot of sophomores on the varsity squad for Sabetha this year. But, Coach, I know you always feel like this is a tough matchup and seemingly get Sabetha's best shot every year and figure this will be a tough game Friday night, huh?
Well, they are a young team, and you can see in the last couple of weeks they've really improved from their first game to their third game, and they played Nemaha Central really tough. They played Chapman really tough. They don't have anything to drop their head about, that's for sure, and what they do defensively seems to give us problems, and they just don't make mistakes on offense and make you earn the victory.
One of those typical Holton-Sabetha games to where both teams are trying to really control the clock and the football, and I guess mistakes are magnified. Do you see this as another typical matchup in that regard of each possession being pretty important in a game like this?
Yeah, they're going to take their time, and they're going to shorten the football game, and that's just what they do, and that can be a little frustrating for some teams. You know, we just have to plug away and hang on to the football and finish drives.
How's the leadership of your team progressing here through the first 3 weeks? Fortunately, you haven't had to deal with a whole lot, at least the last week or two, knock on wood, of some quarantines and other stuff like that, but do you feel like the leadership and chemistry continues to grow?
I think we have good chemistry. I think our kids like each other. I think we lost a couple leaders with injuries, and Holiday and Skaggs, and I think we're searching for that a little bit and trying to find the button that makes us go. But the chemistry is definitely there. It's just a matter of whether we can get to that next level of effort and leadership and want to be as good as we can possibly be. So we're working on that.
One final thought, Coach. It is the start of district play this week, so the games do mean quite a bit more. I mean, you have a stumble here, and it's a lot more costly than it was in the first few weeks. So is that something you talk about with the team and just try to use that as an emphasis point to be better, I guess, and be playing better football now you're in district play?
Yeah, it's awful early in the season, in week four, to say your playoffs are going to depend on this game. But I think if you look at our district, this is probably the premier game for us and them, and they feel like this is one to establish a lead in the district, and that's always an advantage.
Should be a great game. We look forward to being in Sabetha with the broadcast, Coach. Appreciate your time, and good luck on Friday night.
All right, thank you very much.
Coach Sparta, the Holton Wildcat Locker Room Chat on KNZA, sponsored each week by Boomer Steakhouse, by Community Healthcare System, the Holton Family Clinic, and also by the Farmers State Bank.